the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Creator of the stars of night, thy people's everlasting light, O Christ, Redeemer of us all, we pray you hear us when we call. O come, come to us.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
First night, the night that Jesus was born, was a quiet night, a night of wonder. Only the sound of tingling bells and bleating sheep could be heard.
Shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were filled with fear.
Went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over into Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Please rise and sing hymn 178, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him.
Story of the Three Wise Men. Many days after Jesus was born, three wise men arrived at the stable bringing gifts. Because of the long journey, they each rode up on a camel. Listen to them walking towards Bethlehem. The first wise man was very large. The second one was average size. And the third one was quite small. Their three camels were the same, very large, average size, and quite small. When they wanted their camels to come, they would whistle. As they presented their gifts to baby Jesus, you could see the surprise and wonder on Mary and Joseph's faces. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. However, one of the gifts almost fell down. After presenting their gifts and thanking God for sending Jesus to all of us, they whistled for their camels and rode back home. But off in the distance, you could still hear the drum of the little drummer boy.
That they had seen when it rose was before them, until it came to rest over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy.
Thank you. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And when the parents brought the child, Jesus, he took him up in his arms and blessed God.
Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. We really appreciate it, and we're so glad that you all could come. On your way out, you will have the opportunity to make a donation to an international missions organization called Street Child, and this organization helps homeless children in need. The money donated will be channeled through our missions, our denomination's missions organization, and this is just a great opportunity for us to give to a child in need. Now, to close our program, we're going to play two more well-known carols. We're first going to play Still, 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 and then we're going to play Silent Night. We're going to play Silent Night two times through. The first time, I want you to listen, enjoy it, but the second time, feel free to stand up and sing along with us. So thank you so much, and we're glad that you could come tonight.
Thank you. quickly. We have refreshments. If you're those of you who are just visiting here, if you go out and just go straight across from the other building, there are refreshments for you there. And you can also encourage and speak to the children there as well. But again, we just want to thank the children for helping us out, and Miss Betty Roth also. Thank you, Betty, for helping here this morning, this evening. Let's close out with prayer. Almighty God, we thank you that there is a reason to celebrate, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And fathers, these children have again led us to that great story of Christ coming to earth for our salvation. Lord, we pray that we would take their lead and go out, and this week we would live out that salvation and live towards your glory. But Father, again, just accept our thanksgiving and our praise for the grace that you have shown through these children, for the grace that you show into our hearts through the child, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. We're dismissed.